Today, I want to talk about something that often gets overlooked, but it's so freaking powerful. Your birthday, my love. You know that special day when the universe gifts you another year of life? Yeah, that's your personal New Year. Okay, so in life, we have some people who want something big, some people who want something small. We also have the people who don't want to even celebrate their birthday, like the people who want to be invisible, and not be celebrated, and so shy, and so afraid to be seen. Wait, what? Pause. No. Mm-mm. That's a lack of self-love, if you do that. Because you literally tell the universe that you want to be forgotten and erased, and you're okay with that. This is what you are energetically saying. It's not verbally, it's energetically. So how do you think the world is gonna respond to that? And I mean, who the fuck put that into people's head anyway? Since when birthday get reduced to a quick cake and candles at work? Even now it's worse, it's like just virtual. Text messages, maybe a party if you are lucky, and then we're back to business as usual. Fuck that. Today I want to invite you to think differently. I want you to see your birthday as a magical portal. Because it is. It's a portal to abundance, but not only for one day. No. I'm talking about the whole freaking month, okay? From day to day, you can choose. Mine is from June 22 to July 16, Cancerian energy, because also I'm celebrating summer. And so your birthday is gonna dictate your year ahead. So it's a chance for you to celebrate you in a way that truly honors your soul and what you are. And it's also a powerful opportunity to manifest the life you desire. So here's my story. I remember that ever since I reached the working age, I have always struggled to find a job during the holidays because I wanted to have the day off on my birthday. Okay, since I am like 16, literally. The one day in the middle of summer, that's my birthday. That's mine. July 15 is right in the middle of holidays. Everyone either forgets my birthday or are not around. People were on vacation, cities emptied out, and life just paused around me. And trust me, I have been so freaking traumatized by this so much when I was a kid. So I decided since to always take extra care and treat myself as a celebrity on that day and make it freaking normal. So I always knew it was sacred, always knew, okay, without realizing it. And my family never understood that. And when I say this to people, I swear, like they look at me like I'm an alien, or like I just said something completely forbidden by the world. And it's so funny to witness because people get so offended and shocked when I say it out loud, like, who the fuck does she think she is? Well, yeah, look at me, look again, because unlike you, I know exactly who I am and I know what I deserve. And guess what? Taking the day off has been mandatory since I was 16. Like, no fucking way I'm working for anyone else on my birthday or working on my business. No fucking way. Like, I am not feeding the matrix on this day. Okay, this is goddess code activation, like pure power, and I get to decide how the day is going to unfold in my universe. And so, taking the day off is not laziness, it's liberation. It's my sacred protest against a system, this system we live in, that measures worth in output, and it's my full-bodied yes. Fuck yes, to a reality where my presence, my joy, and my freedom are enough. And so my 2025 birthday in Paris is a fucking matrix break. And this is not just day off, it's my personal revolution. It's an energetic jailbreak. From this, let's call it clock in and clock out slavery, productivity as identity, enough of that, and deeming my magic to be professional. So on my birthday, I reclaim the real me, the extraordinary woman who creates timelines. And the sole reason I want to feel extraordinary on my birthday, and you should too, is because I remember who I was before this world told me to be small. And on my birthday, that part of me wants to come alive. So for you to know, I am a Cancer Sun. That means I am intuitive, nurturer, deeply emotional. I am super loyal, very protective. I am a Virgo Moon. That means healer, observer, emotionally grounded in purpose. And I am also Scorpio Rising. That means I am magnetic as fuck, I am mystic, I am powerful, I am very private and transformative. No matter what, I bring transformation. So obviously, this combo means I am not here to be ordinary. I am here to heal, to elevate and transform everything I touch and everybody I meet, including myself. So I feel deeply, Cancer. I analyze with precision, Virgo. And I rebirth constantly like a freaking phoenix, Scorpio. And this is why I crave meaning and sacredness and something extra on my birthday, because I am deeply sensitive to timelines. And I know that every birthday is a powerful portal, not just for me, but for you too. I mean, depending on your birth chart, your unique profile and your dreams, this day holds magic and potential for transformation for everybody. I mean, if you feel called to explore this energy with me, seriously, book a one-on-one session. My coaching is accessible, deeply healing, and truly transformative. You can reach out on social media or at hello@youmanifestedthat.com. Okay, reach out, seriously. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be freaking life-changing. So, let's back to the podcast. Celebrating yourself is gonna be, give you power, actually. Because when you show up to celebrate your birthday, when you truly show up, you send a clear message to the universe. Like, I see me, I honor me, I am worthy. And this self-celebration is an act of self-love. And self-love is the foundation for everything you want to create. If you don't value yourself enough to celebrate your life, how can you expect the universe or others to value you? And celebrating yourself also helps you raise your energetic vibration, because when you feel seen, appreciated and joyful, your frequency shifts. It's rising. And higher frequency equals better manifestation. And it's literally science and magic working hand in hand. And so that's why an extraordinary birthday matters. And what I mean by that, it's not about like throwing the biggest party or having the flashiest gifts. No. It's about making your birthday a ritual of empowerment. A day where you break free from the mundane, the work email, the everyday hustle, the drama and the bullshit of this world. And instead, you step fully into your magic. For instance, I don't check my phone on my birthday. I wait until the evening or the day after. So, you create space to reflect on your journey and to set powerful intentions for the year ahead. And this is your moment to be the queen or the king of your own life. And when you mark the day in a way that feels meaningful to you, you are telling your subconscious mind, this day is sacred, I am sacred, my dreams are sacred, and that sacred energy is gonna open doors that you have no ideas, like to abundance, to love, to opportunities, to soul connections, to magic. Really, like, I mean it. So, here are different ways of how you can manifest more through your birthday. So, something you can do is to first set intentions intentionally, okay? You don't just wish on a candle, okay? You're gonna write your own desires with clarity and with feelings and emotions, and you're gonna make it specific, okay? And you need to make it bold, because the universe is not on a budget. You are. And oftentimes, we are manifesting with our minds, with what we think is possible, and we don't allow ourselves to dream big. Okay, the second point is, you're gonna create a ritual that feels good. Okay, I don't care if it's a solo walk in the forest, a spa day, a photo shoot, a private dinner with your closest friends. You're gonna do something that makes you feel extraordinary and super joyful. Okay? Third point, you're gonna express your gratitude for your day, for your journey, for all that happened in your life. Look back on the last year. Remember all the wins, all the lessons, all the growth. Not the negative stuff, but really the wins. And you're gonna celebrate yourself for showing up. The fourth point, you're gonna gift yourself a talisman or a symbol. Something to remind you through the year of your power and your commitment to yourself. For instance, I'm gonna buy a special handmade jewel. In the ring, I think, so for his birthday. Something very, 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 very symbolic. And so the fifth point is gonna visualize the life you want. I want you to use your birthday energy to really feel what you want next year. Because how you're gonna celebrate your day and your evening, it's gonna set the tone for later. So remember that your birthday is your personal new year, for real. It's your rebirth. It's your chance to reset your energy and set the tone for the year ahead, for real. Don't just let it be like just another day on the calendar. No, no, it's so freaking important. It's a portal, like you open a door. You have to make it extraordinary, to make it sacred, to make it a celebration of you, of the powerful creator that you are. You're not a victim of your life or of this universe, of this world. No, you are a creator or a creatrix. I don't know how you define yourself, but you are really powerful. And your birthday is to make you remember that. If you have a birthday, that means you choose this day to incarnate on the planet. And that also means that you are still alive. You are breathing, you are loved, you have money, you have food, you are surrounded by people who love you. That's your reminder. Like, you are alive and everything is alright, more than alright. So, thank you so much for tuning in today. And if you loved this episode, you would truly, but truly make my day by leaving a positive review on my podcast. And if you are ready to go deeper, of course, you can join the Bloom membership for monthly energetic activations, where we do subconscious rewiring, and it's also a sanctuary, a very safe space for special souls. Just the people who get it, you know? And you can also work one-on-one with me if you want to reconnect to your inner compass and clear noise and manifest from embodied power and not from pressure. Because I do manifest from alignment, for sure. I'm not a person who hustle at all. So, just a reminder that your life is a ceremony and you get to make it extraordinary. Okay, your birthday is really important. Until next time, keep shining, keep manifesting, and keep celebrating yourself, okay? You manifested that. Much love.